First Mishnah in Bava Kamma, the Zikin, speaks of an Arbo of us in Zikin. And one is short, born Mahav of a head. Besides Adam, besides Aish, besides Bor, is short. Short is divided into three categories: Karen, Shame, Red. He gores, he damages his behemoth with his horns, with his teeth, and with his feet. One fundamental difference is that Karen, which is Kavanas Lahazik, there's two sets, two parts to it. There's Tam and Mu'ed. Like the first time, second time, he only pays Chatzi Nezik. He does it three times with his hair, horn, then it's Nezik Shoyim. The concept of Tam and Mu'ed only applies to a Hezik of Karen. Only of Karen. If, however, he destroys, this animal destroys by eating, which we call shame, teeth, or by trampling on the article, which is regal, it's more mitrilasa. He has no steps of tam and regal. Tam and regal. It's only when it comes to caring. Shame for regal is more mitrilasa. It's more mitrilasa at the very outset. It's something you want that the balabas.
It's
darker lahazik. It's darker lahazik. You should know this. You should know this. You should be aware of it. And then your chayiv, if your behemo tramples, regal, if your behemo eats, there's no such thing as chatziness. Nothing showing.
No, but it's not true. It's not normal for an animal to try and eat a car.
No, I'm saying.
That's like
but in general, Erech HaMekach, like what? That regal and shame is always not a showing. However, Karen is not the normal way. As he mentioned, that Yusuf mentioned, that Karen to gore with your horns is not normal. It's not the normal way. Once you do damage, thinks of a better way. Shame regal. So therefore, it's Chatzin Nezik, and then the Chatzin and Nezik Shoyim. Comes along the last, the fifth, perhaps the fourth, Prakim, and they discuss only Mu'ed. Only types of Hezek is Mu'ed. Not only by Shor, but also by Bor. Bor is Mu'ed Mitchilas. Bor? You put a Bor Meshus of Abed? You ask him a trouble? That's what? That's Mu'ed Mitchilas. And so is Shane, and so is Rebbe. That's the previous parak speaks about Bor. This parak speaks about Shem Regal that's more mitchilas. So Mishnah starts off as follows. Just to translate the words. Hakoni sol a deer for Noah b'funel karoi yotav ezikapot. What did you do? Now, person has sown, he has sheep. What is the purpose of having sheep? So you think there's only one purpose. To shear the wool. There's another purpose. The Miri says that the word deer means a composure, a place where the behemoths are closed in, but they go around and they excrete zebel, manure. And manure is good for the field. It's good for the field. But there's a certain enclosure. So that's a deer. That's a enclosure. So Hakonis sold a deer, and he wanted the new pasture and to excrete. Vinoah b'funel karoi. And he went ahead and closed the gate. Karoi. Now what does karoi mean? It does not mean you put bars the way we do it today. Bars. You close the door. We're talking, number two, by a ruach mitzvah. Shiocho lamba b'ruach mitzvah. Put a door there that a normal wind, like today, the door won't fall down. If the door will fall down in a 5-mile wind, that's not considered closed. So close the door. You put out 50 bolts. Keroy. So you close down the door. Meanwhile, the cattle, the sown are in there. And sown have no horns. Sown has only shame for regal. And therefore, these sown were closed up. A coat is sown the deer. But no, for not Keroy. The Yotzer. And they got out. The Zika. How they got out, how they get out, So normally you don't get up. He didn't do the best shear. Is a shear chutz, because if you put a bolt there, like we do today, they'd never get up. Just throw them out. So maybe they pushed and they got up. What they do, mezikah. What type of hezek did they do? Shame for Edom. So therefore, you should be chayim. But he just told the first mission, Baba Kama says, Arba was a zikim, the shame for Edom is chayim. That's only if you didn't do, a chayim means if you're not in your mokum, you're walking down the street. You're walking down, or it goes into someone else's shoes, I should say. Go into someone else's shoes. Over here, you close the door, you have a shmir of chuso, and that suffices. A shmir of chuso is enough, and he went out, you didn't take him out, and you're potter. Lo noah b'fun el karoi, if however you didn't close the door, or it's a real masuya, the door can fall down, you ought to be a zikah chayiv, then you're chayiv. There's a regular case of shame ring. Stop. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Case number two of the Mishnah, I'm not doing the entire Mishnah, is Nifritza Balayla. What happens at night, Nifritza Balayla. At the night time, it was the shore, the tzom, went ahead and broke through. It broke through at light time. You use only for a day. It's only the day. Right? It's only the day. There's a difference in Malilo. Difference in Malilo.
There's
a difference in Malilo. The difference in Malilo. All parts are listed. But not that he. He's not talking where. He was all the Karoi. He closed the door. And the wall itself fell down. Or gangsters came in and got it out. Difference of a lot of means he went ahead and what? This was anointness. He went ahead and difference of a lot of it fell down by itself. If, however, he didn't close the door properly and at nighttime it fell down, he'd be chayiv. Because it's chilas of b'shiyah v'sof v'yonis. He locked it, he closed the door, it would be normal nuts. What happened? At nighttime, Nifritza of Belilah, or Patsu Listen, they got in, and they took the tzon out, the Yotzev Hezika Patu. Then he's Patu. Why is he Patu? Why is he Patu?
He's an anointed.
Right? Why did he tell us that? Why is that? Why did he say the word Lila for? So Mary says, because it tells us only Belilah. If there was, would have been in the daytime, Nifritza of Yom Chayev.
So you can go and get
why? Oh, she got it. Exactly. Nifritza B'Layla tells us only B'Layla, but if it had been B'Yom, you should have gotten it. So I was out at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping. She should have listened. Or you should pursue this one. Then you're doing this. Then you're putt. That's the physical putt. So the second case is a case where you're putt. Why? Because you're nervous. If it hadn't been the daytime, you'd be fine. The first thing is to talk in the daytime, but you know before you Roy, and it was Yochalama Brua Mitzvah. So you're part of it. You did a shmir b'chus is enough. The third case is Hanicha b'chama. You go ahead. Let's say, however, Hosea listed, it's a chayav. If the listed go ahead and take out the behemoth, and so on, then the listed are chayav. They're chayav.
They're chayav.
They're chayav. They're chayav. They're chayav. They're chayav. Correct? Then they're chayav. I don't want to go into this detail yet. Hadnicha b'chama, if you left the behema, the tzon in the sun, or shemasu l'cher shet v'kot, v'yotza v'yizik v'chayim, why y'chayim? Is
shir.
Who goes ahead and gives it to over you, leave it in the sun, so it's you go crazy there. Hadnicha b'chama, so v'yadnicha b'chama, or you give over masu l'cher shet v'kot, v'yotza v'yizik v'chayim. So therefore, if you give it over to a roe, so the roe has the same halacha as the zoom, as the baal. So the mishmir chus is good for the baal, it's good for the roe. Yeah. Okay, that's as far as I'm going. Next is the...
Question
of the
question.
If you say the Rashi, we will say, according to the project, the not true, my happy little member. Rashi says something. He did what he could. He put it into the tzir, and they went up by themselves, but he's not obligated anymore. He did his shmir. He didn't do a shmir mula, because if he went ahead and put it in a chain, it would never happen.
Yeah.
But it's enough. We'll see that this is, at first glance, this is a machleis tanoim. Not everyone would agree to this mission. This mission is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. Hanicha b'chamo, b'tzara, lo, shimshu, so it bothers him. It's not enough. That's not enough. He's causing him to break it open. Okay. Let's start the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know, Tarabo, is it Karoi, is it not Karoi? What is considered Karoi, what is considered Karoi, what is considered Karoi? What's the definition? I say I can't see a song of deer, but nichla, you don't feel karoi karoi. Zog the Gemara, dala shecholam ruach nesuya zu karoi. Shecholam ruach nesuya zu shelo karoi. If you can stand in ruach nesuya in a normal wind and it doesn't fall down, it's karoi. Therefore, you're putt. Omer Amoni, Bar Patish, man tana muad sagele mishmir b'chusla. Who's the tana of Mishnah? Who's the time of our mission that says Mu'ud? Who's the Mu'ud? It's so. Why is it so Mu'ud? Because he did it as if he what? Shame forever. And that's the Mu'ud with Chilasa. That's not caring. Who is the Tana, Man Tana, the Mu'ud that I'd sown? It says Mu'ud because it did damage to the shame. Sagilei is sufficient b'shmir b'chusa. All you need is a shmir b'chusa and a lower type of shmir. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. So you go through a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, which we'll do now. It's not. Kasha Balam Mosera, Fenola Funa Karoi, Yosef Isaac, Echatam Echamod, Chayav the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Tam Chayav Mod, but Shem Lo Yishmer Mo. If you look at the Mishnah, the Melhe. I want to look at the Melhe. The Zechura, I don't understand. Why Mu'ud is more kal than tam? If you look at the Mishnah, look at the Mishnah of Heil and Beis, the last Mishnah, Shoshanah Adal Behei. The last Mishnah, Shoshanah, would you please look at the Mishnah of Heil and Beis? It says, Kashu Bolgu Masera. If the Bailer, go ahead and take a Behemah and chain it up, but not Mishal Shelis. It's just a rope with Masera. It's a rope. The Noah of Fanel Karoi, the Yotzer, the Yizik, Echatab Echamur Chayiv de Rabbi. So Rabbi says he chayiv. Why? Because he should have taken a shalshelis. Taken chains. Then if it broke open chains, then you're an honest. But this is only a Shmira Yotzezai. But if he strengthens himself, the behemoth can get him. So Kasha Bolim Maser, Noah of Fanel Karoi, this is the time of wood. What does the word time of wood mean? What type of hezek was it? Karen. It wasn't she. Because the word time of wood doesn't apply by she and rib. So by Karen. So if it's going the first time, you're chai, if chatzin has it, if it's the third time, already chai, it doesn't show. So according to Rabbi Meir, a b'shmir b'chusa is not worth anything. According to Rabbi Meir. We're talking about what? A shor should not go out with the Karen. Rabbi Yudamir, Tom Chayim and Mu'ud Potter. You hear this? Logically, I don't understand. If Tom is Chayim, Mu'ud Koshke, why Mu'ud is three times already? Why? Shinemar says the Pasuk, Lo Shemar and Abolof. But the Balaam didn't watch it. So the Balaam Chayim. Rishonu was there, but he did watch it. Why by Mu'ud are you chayim? Below Yishmer and Bolov. But I did watch. Why? I put a Maseri in there. And I went away. It wasn't where I didn't do anything. As long as I'm Yitzin, by Mu'ud, you're part. Why by Tam are you chayim? Rav Lezer Meir, Ein Lo Shmir Al Osaka. Rav Lezer says they're both of them. Even if you have a Shmir Mu'ud, you put down chains. You still what chayiv if you break us over the chains? That's an honest par excellence. So Rabbi Lezer says Elishmi Elisach. What does Saka mean? Until you shech the behema, to kill it, you have to wash all the time. So Rishonim say that Rabbi Eliezer is not apidin. It's only yesterday Shemayim. Apidin if a person changes his methods. So what do we mean Rishonim Elisach? It's enough. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you yesterday Shemayim, still you should feel responsible. So you have three shittas. You have shittas Rab Meir that requires across the board shmir mu'ula. Shmir chus is never good for tam or mu'ula. Then you have the extreme shita Rab Lezer that even shmir mu'ula is no good. Ain't shmir v'saken. There's two extremes. And then you have the middle shita, which is our Mishnah in Nun Hema Beis. There's a shittas Rav Yehuda that shmir chus is no good for tam. Shmir b'chisa is good for mu'ud. So that means that you need a shmir mu'ula from tam, and shmir b'chus is good enough for mu'ud. So he splits. So he agrees, you have to have a shmir mu'ula. He agrees to whom? He agrees to Rabbi Meir that a shmir mu'ula is needed for what? Tam. But he doesn't agree to Rabbi Meir in terms of what? Mu'ud. Mu'ud, shmir b'chus is good. So you have three shitas. If you look in Rashi, means not that he didn't wash it all. He didn't wash it. He didn't wash it all. He didn't do anything. Vice versa, if he did something, he's good. Lo Yishmer didn't do a thing. But once he does something, he's putting. Lo Yishmer would, El Masakim, Rashi says. We have filled Shamu Shmir Mu'ula with change. The Hippo Akoisel, the Yotze Chayev. The Shosh Machoik is begun. A mayor Shmir Pchusa Chayev, who Mu'ula putter, that's right there. Rav Yer says Pchusa Nami putter. Rav Ezra says Mu'ula Nami Chayev. Three sheets. Now look at the Gemara. I don't understand. She just. Rav Yer. My time, Rabbi, Sovar, Stam Shmorim, well, this is the key block. Stam Shmorim, Lam Chesed Shimur Kaini. What does that mean? Rabbi held that you always have to have a Shmir Mu'ula. Mu'ula, Mu'ula, you have to put in chains. It's not good for Mosir Mechevo, just to tie it up as that. Why? Stam Shmorim, Lam Chesed Shimur Kaini. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Is this a physical fact? So he says, that what ain't autumn mishamer shoro klal el manichal yosi. La b'chesu shimakai. That no person watches his shore, el manichal yosi. La b'chesu shimakai. That a person does not watch his shore. Does not watch the shore. So if he doesn't watch the shore, it means the tevodim, you don't watch the shore. So therefore, you need shmir. You need shmir. A mother watches a child. If she's 5 feet away, she's watching the child. She's 100 yards away. She's 100 miles away. She's also watching her child. Her cup is on her child. Her cup is in. But an animal is like your child. You go. Like a father takes care of his children. Couldn't care less. Children come here. My children used to run around the whole place. Where was the father? The father? You don't know. We ask the children, where's your father? Where's your father? Well, he's over in another building. Yeah, this building is that bad. It's not sure because he doesn't watch his children. He doesn't run a shore, he doesn't shit. Children are all running out of the place. Where's the father? Father has no idea where his children is. Mother wouldn't do that. I know exactly. I'm watching. So according to Ramir, so Ramir says, Stam Shvorim La Bechesh Shemakani. Rachmona, Tam Lechani, the boy lay Shmir. Requires a Shmir. Since you can't watch it, you have to do something. Do something physical. Shmir Chusa. So you have to have a Shmir Chusa. Adam Rachmana, lo yishmerna. Gavim mulim. Temor lo yishmer mulim. Stam shvorim without the Torah. He's a shmer, because you're not going to watch. You have to watch. Tell me you're not going to watch. So you have to watch the Torah. But mulim says, lo yishmerna bolof. What does that mean? That even though you watched it, you didn't watch it enough. Because it did damage. So you have to lo yishmerna, you say, I watched it. Yeah, you wash it, and there's darkness. You didn't put chains around it. Well, you put a rope, you ate some. So that's good, sure. Maybe good for a tom. But a boy that's been goring for already, he's a wild beast, made for a little infant, is good enough. But this kid, you see, this child's a brat. He runs and hits everything. So you can't just go ahead and tie him up a little bit. You gotta chain him up. That's a boy. A lo yishmer bo. Ha'aner, Omer Rachman, a lo yishmer bo, got a boy. The boy leishlo mur, yav negichlo ta, negichlo mur. So therefore, Rabbi, you learn. So therefore, what? You learn. So once I know that mur requires a shmir mur, so I learn ta from mur. So everyone requires a shmir mur. So leishmir and bal means after there is an understandable shmir by a tam, still Torah says you have a mur. When the ta from mur, so everyone needs a shmir mur. Everyone needs a shmir mur because tam shmur la b'ches a shmir kaimi. And therefore, what? You have to what? You have to watch. And this is leishma, you have to have a double watch. This is according to Rabbi. So Rabbi, I understand. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Stam Shvorm has a Shimur Kaimi. No. The Stam Shvorm are being watched. I don't have to be told. I watch Rabbi. Omer Achmona, Tam and Shalim, the boy leishmir mula. So Torah says, no. So why am I chayim? Why by time in my car I'm watching it? You didn't watch it enough. You didn't watch it enough. You only did Shmir Mechusah. So why you have by time Chatin Yezik? Requires Shmir Mulim. Yep, the Torah says by Mulim, Hora Rachmano, Le Shmir Gabi Mulim. Never Le Shmir Mulim. So it says what? It says also by what? The Mulim at the Shmir Mulim. Have a Ribu Yach a Ribu. Since the Torah is chayv you on tam, even though you instinctively you have a shmir, it's not enough. And yet the Torah says by more loyishmir, it's also not enough. So again, so ribui acharibui is a clause in ribui acharibui elamayit. You say, please explain this to me. Please explain what you're saying. Okay, that's what I call. I can't explain Zer Shem, I can't explain Kav Chomer. I will come home, I can explain.
Zer Shem is a kind of a substance.
Is Zer Shem? Cloud, product, cloud. I'm just telling you words. So I wish was in, I can't not tell you words. Why? Logic. So you have eight Ribuach, eliminate. If you have two Ribuach, one said the Torah tells us that you're chayim on a tam,
so
you're chayim on a mu'ah, also there's a shon, shmir mu'ah. Once I do shmir mu'ah by a tam, and it says, get shmir mu'ah on a rib again, in elamai. So what does that come out at the end of the day? That a tam requires shmir mu'ah, and a mu'ah not. So it comes along the miri, and the miri gives a svar. I'm not giving you a svar, ribu'ah, ribu'ah, that's it. But you'll say, logic, I don't understand. So Mary says, you know why? Well, because you're going to be more careful. There's a wild dog outside. You're going to watch yourself. Oh, this summer dog. Oh, puppy. A puppy. It's all right. I'm not afraid of puppies. Meanwhile, a puppy goes ahead and bites me. Because why he bites me? Because I went right near the puppy. And I started to kiss the puppy. And he got a bit. Or when I see a wild dog, I run like crazy. I stay away from wild dogs. So if I have Mr. Mu'ud, I see there's a child running down here, he hits everyone you see. He hits everybody. So why, how can we hit you? How can we hit you? Why? You should run away.
Pick him up.
Oh, then you deserve it. If you want to pick him up, then you deserve it. If, however, is there a Tom? I didn't know that. I didn't expect him to hit me. I didn't expect that. So then the mirror gives a slow. Because I didn't understand, this thing says that causes don't ask questions. I didn't understand why Mu'ud is what? Shmir Chusah suffice, and By tam shmeru. So the exam is a cause of this. This is she gives Rabbi. And our Mishnah is why are you spending so much time, Rabbi Yehuda? Because we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah, according to the first day of the Gemara, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, are we here? Did you get it? So therefore, you have the machlokes. Rabbi heard it. Rabbi Loz is nothing to explain. He goes to the thing we should have did. But Rabbi Meir holds that Tom is Shmir Mula, and Mu'ud is Shmir Mechusa, is enough. And that's our mission. Our mission goes like this. What's the Hezbollah for? I can't explain. So I give a Svar. I gave a Svar. The Svar is not written in Gemara. The mirror. What does the Gemara say? And since the Torah says that the machlok is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is Stav Shvar, this is the Cheska Shimmer Kami or not. That's the key words. Stav Shvar, the Cheska Shimmer Kami or not. According to Rabbi Meir, Stav Shvar La the Cheska Shimmer Kami. No one watches this Shvar. So therefore, when the Torah says to watch, Torah says to watch. So you have to watch. Islam comes with Shimon Kami. You have to watch. Islam comes with Shimon Kami. And then when it says, Vo Yishmer and Bolov. Right? So that's with Tom, you have to watch. Just a little bit. If this is Vo Yishmer and Bolov, by Mu'ud, you have to watch a lot. So you start out with that, you're not going to watch it all. So for Tom, you should watch it. So much. This is Leishmer Bolo by Mu'ud. Watch it more. So for Tom is the Shmir Chusa. For Mu'ud is Shmir Mu'ud. That's according to whom? Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtam Shvorim Bechaz Shimon Kan. That everyone watches a Shvorim. It's like a baby. You watch a baby. You don't have to be told. You didn't tell me to watch the baby. So therefore, yet the Torah is Bechayim by Tom. Why? I watched it. You didn't watch it enough. I close the door, is that enough? So you have to have a Shmir Mu'ud. And then it says by Mu'ud, also the Shmir Mu'ud. You have to have a Shmir Mu'ud there too? Avada? So what after us? So he says, since it's Marbel, twice, and Ribu Elimai, that by Mu'ud, that's exactly the it doesn't have to have the same type of Shmir as a time. Because if it had to have the same Shmir, the Torah would not have to say the Shmir Mu'ud. I did myself, you watched. You tell me you wait. So what does that mean? You put the money, you put the food in your mouth. You don't tell me you put your food in your mouth. I understand myself. You wait. So you say you have to watch it. I know you have to watch it. See, chayim, why are you chayim? Because you didn't watch the animal. So why the Torah of chayim? Everyone watches the animal. You have to watch it very, very well. Everyone watches the animal. But you had to watch it even more than that. So why Bob Wood? He says, well, Shmuel and above. You sure did watch it. You have to have Shmuel and above too. Why does it have to say twice? Say hell of a mind. This is Shittasum, Rabbi Yehuda, and that's our mission. That's our mission. So the war starts off according to the first day, and then our mission goes according to whom? Rabbi Yehuda. I couldn't sell the deer, broke for them, Garoy. And what is this? The Mu'ud or Tom, our mission? It's a Mu'ud. How couldn't sell the deer is a Mu'ud. Because Shane is Mu'ud with Chilasim. And all you need is Mishir and Chusim. So our mission is not Rabbi Meir. Amir says that a Mu'ud requires Shmir Mu'ud. So this Stam Mishnah goes according to whom? Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Gemara says it's in Hebrew on the base. Rabbi Mu'ud is our Patish. Mad Tan and Mu'ud, the Stam goes to Shmir Mu'ud. Rabbi Yehuda, the Stam, Kashra Bala with Masera, I'm a Nunhail and Baze, Nunhail and Baze, Nunhail and Baze, Nunhail and Baze. Rabbi Mu'ud is our Patish. Mad Tan and Mu'ud, the Stam goes to Shmir Mu'ud. Rabbi Yehuda, the Stam, Kashra Bala with Masera, no for them Kuroi, goes to be his. But he did watch it. That's enough. So therefore, you're going to walk out of here and you can say, who's the time of Rabbi Shimon? You told us 15 times. It's only whom? Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. That's the first day of the Gemara. The second day it says, I filled the table Rabbi Meir. No. The second day of the Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. How can it be Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir requires Shmir Mula. He requires a Shmir Mula. But Tami Mula. I'm filled to Rabbi Meir. Shani Shem Rego, that Torah, Miata Bishmir Asa. When did Rabbi Meir hold that you have to have what? A Shmir Mula. There's no difference between Tam and Muin. That's by Karen. That's by when he gores by his horns. That there's a halachic difference between a tam and a muin. A tam is chatzin ergin, muin is nezik. However, it's muin mitchilasa, when it comes to shame for ego, then even Rabbi Meir would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that miyata mishmiras. We're talking over here by what? So. It doesn't say the word shore here. It says so. So. So even Rabbeir, the Mishnah go according to Rabbeir. I just want to tell you, there's a word I mentioned this. You have a machogis, chati nezik is moment of kras. Moment of kras. And if kamina can be motor, in this moment, if I rip your shirt, I'm sorry. You have to pay. If this is kras, I stole 100. I go to Bezni, yes, I stole 100. I don't have to pay to him. I don't have to pay to him. Moment of kras, moment is chati. So it's very important. What is Chatzin Nezik? It's a moment of chaos. Very big enough communities. What is the Toya? It's Toya on this Svar. Stam Shvar Becheska Shimur Kaimi or La Becheska Shimur. That's the Gemara. The same Svar that we had in Rabbi Meir Yehuda, which stands, definitely by Karen. The same Svar is a Machlokes. Is a Machlokes. In the first parak, Tezvavim and Aleph, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishu Omar, Knosim, Sovar, he held the Shtat, the Chatzin Nezik is Knos, Rav Huna, it's about 10, 12, 15 lines in the Bible. And guess why? About 8. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishu Sovar, Knosim, the Shtat and the Chatzin Nezik is Knos. Why? Tezvavim and Aleph. Sovar, Stam Shvor, Mecheske Shimur Kaimi, Ubedin and Lushan Kvar. Stam Shvor, listen, I love this. The Stam Shmor Mechazi Shimon Kaimi. The Stam Shmor, sure, you should not have to pay anything. If the Shmor goes ahead, it goes into your yard, and breaks something, I should be punted. Why? Because I watched it. I wasn't sleeping at night. It wasn't 4 o'clock in the morning. It was right now. Don't you think I was watching it? So I'm anonymous. I'm anonymous. I should have to pay a penny. Stam Shmor Mechazi Shimon Kaimi. However, Ubedin Yerujaloli Shan Kla, Rachmar Hu Dekansi, Keich the Natri the Turi, you should probably watch it then. Even though Stam Shmor, or you say Stam Shmor can take care of themselves, not going to happen. But it happened. So therefore, I should be putter. The answer is you pay out. That's, what is that? That's what you call that. That's a Kanas. Abedinish. The other mind over says, who's this? Is Rav Huna. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa Omar, the Mona, he owes this Mona. Chazin, why? Stam Shmorim Labak as a Shimon Khan. Ubedinu de Boil Shumi Kule. You should have watched him. What's wrong with you? What do you think the shirt can take care of himself? Responsible. I'm sitting here, my children are all over the place, smashing up and breaking everything. What do you want from me? You're responsible. You're the father. So therefore, you should pay Nezik Shali. Why pay Chatzin Nezik? Medina de Boy, the Shemin Kulik Rachman, who the Chosol, the Katil Yai Turi. And it didn't work. So you see, this Svara, a Papa held his mother. It's Tam Shvorim, Labachas, the Shemin Kulik. There's no reason. Oh, my child can take care of it. I didn't expect my child to do that. But I'm sure he can take care of himself. So for the Lama Chazit Shem HaKayim, so you should pay Nezik Shem, the Torah had Rachmanis to do. Give you a break in half. Whereas Tam Shem HaKayim, Shem HaKayim, you should have to pay a penny. Don't put a kenas on your half. Sure, there was a difference between kenas, but what's the slogan? So this Machlik is Rav Huna, Rav Papa. The clearest of Machlik is a Machlik is Rav Meir, Rav Huda, happens to be Tanoim. Rav Meir, Rav Huda, the Tanoim. Rav Huna, Rav Papa, Rav Roy. The same svar, Stam Shvor, Shvor, Mechaz Shimon, Chalav, Mechaz Shimon Kaimi, manifests itself in Shmira. Do you need a Shmira Mu'ula for Tame Moed. According to Rabbi, yes. It's Tam Shvor, Lab Chesed Shemukam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. It's Tam Shvor, Lab Chesed Shemukam. The same way as Rabbi Yehuda, Papa, he is Chatzinez and Knaas for Mama. According to Rabbi Papa, it's Mama. It's Tam Shvor, Lab Chesed Shemukam. Lab Chesed Shemukam. So you should watch it. So he holds just like home, like Rabbi. I don't know what he holds by that, but just the smart. And what do you call it? And Rav Huda says, Chesed Shemukam. Maybe they can watch themselves. So if I shouldn't have to pay anything. But it's being watched, don't worry. So therefore I shouldn't have to pay a penny. So I'm just putting together Daf Tes Vav and Aleph. The Daf Mem Dalet. Putting together the stories. That's what we just did. Are we here? Mem Beis. Last mission of Mem. Tezvav and Aleph with Mem Beis. All right. This chasm is over. This is how you learn. Rosh Hashanah. Every single day, a lot. We'll be a lot. You sit here all day and learn just one lot more the whole year. You have to say, I don't know Baba Kama. I went through Baba Kama, I don't know. And you say, do you know Zvah? You know what Sechel Zvah? I'm sure I know, but I never learned it. I'd rather say I learned it, not know it, than say I never learned it. Let's be nice. We don't know Baba Kama. In order to do that, we have to learn Baba Kama.